It's time to stand on deck on this Friday morning. I'm Ace Sourwine. Well, it's that time of year. I know it's August 14th on this Friday, but anytime we get halfway through August, that just means that fall sports begin to kick off. We're now talking with head coach over at Jamestown High of the girls golf team, Tracy Gustafson. Coach, how are you today?
I am doing well. It was a nice warm day at practice this morning, so now just trying to cool off and relax inside.
Yeah, oh, I bet, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be a pretty hot day, humid day for golf.
Yes, we like to go in the mornings before school starts, so that's nice.
Good call. So it seems like every interview I'm doing right now, I always start off by asking, how has COVID-19 impacted your offseason, impacted your season? You know, for golf, I got to think that it's easier than these other sports because it's not a contact sport. And, you know, even teammates, you know, they're not really breathing down each other's neck. So has that been, you know, has been easier to manage for you guys?
Yes, it's, I don't feel too much of a change, to be honest. I've tried to work in even smaller groups when I can. But overall, that just helps us pinpoint certain skills, you know, that before we were trying to work through as a group. Now I'm just doing that in even smaller, 2 to 3, you know, maybe 4 girls in a group. So that's really the only thing that we've changed. Otherwise, golf itself has been, I mean, people have been golfing all summer. Mm-hmm. We're just following course, you know, regulations and the guidelines that they have there. So it's been actually a pretty easy transition. So I'm really hoping for the girls, it's bringing back a little bit of normalcy into their daily routine.
Yeah, right. Has the High School Activities Association, now I know they've put rules forward and about football and, you know, spreading out the sidelines and everything. Have they put any rules in for you guys with golf?
They do have a few, but most of them were based on, you know, the course guidelines to begin with. You know, as far as, you know, putting a rake in a bunker, you know, are the girls going to touch the rake in the bunker? Mm. One of the guidelines was set that it could be easily cleared with your foot, you know, instead of having to utilize, you know, a rake.
Sure.
You know, something like that. But for the most part, I mean, everything with golf is so on your own anyways. I mean, you're not touching anyone else's golf ball. You're taking care of your own clubs. I think there were about 6 listed maybe. And just, you know, some of them are just not, you know, congregating in a large area. You know, well, luckily golf courses, we have a space to do that. So we can just meet outside, you know, driving range, putting area, all that stuff is pretty spread out at most places. So, you know, maybe instead of a fist bump or high five or a handshake at the end of the round, it's just going to be a, you know, a little wave and, you know, nice work, nice to play with you. So
yeah,
not absolutely too different.
Sure. So you guys, first off, talking with head coach Tracy Gustafson of the Blue Jays girls golf team, they begin their season next week. I saw on the activities calendar, you were supposed to have a tournament, Friday. Did it get canceled because of COVID?
Yes, that's, you know, what we were informed. We were supposed to travel up to Turtle Mountain and play the Garden Gate in Dunseith. And, unfortunately, they had to cancel that tournament. And then I believe they are going to be holding off with their golf team traveling as well until further notice, just because they, got a spike in cases, I think, up there is what I understood. So
sure. Sure.
Just taking some precautions, I think. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. As much of a bummer to cancel any events, it's, you know, kind of nice in a way because now you guys can start your season at Jamestown. Coming up Monday morning, you guys are hosting the first tournament of the year. Does that kind of give you an advantage that you don't have to travel right away?
You know, I am looking forward to that just because we usually go like Friday to Monday, so the weekend seems kind of busy. And it is nice just because we can, you know, a lot of parents can still come. They don't have to worry about missing a school day when they're playing in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. So those things are kind of nice. Any big advantage necessarily? You know, maybe because the girls have been, you know, kind of playing the course. But you know, hopefully skill wise they can adjust to wherever we play. So yeah, should be a good time.
Absolutely. And then you guys go, let's see, Tuesday to Bismarck. So you guys got a kind of a busy start to next week. Now, in terms of your team, you guys made state tournament now for a number of years in a row. Last year finished, let's see, what was it, seventh, I believe, at the state tournament. I'm trying to find it. Oh, eighth right here. Perfect. So in terms of your personnel, you know, how many changes do you have from last year coming into this year?
Sure. We lost one senior, so not a ton of change. She was in our top four, but our five, six, you could even say seven, you know, golf tournaments, you can bring six girls to play varsity and you take the top four scores. But there's a lot of girls who have been playing since seventh to eighth grade, you know, that are with us. And I'm definitely going to be able to rotate some girls in within that varsity team and get some experience. So it should be interesting to see who kind of really blossoms this year. And, you know, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. So Bismarck Century, now they've won back-to-back state titles and they've won the West Region 3 years in a row. Are they, would you say, are they the favorite coming into this year again?
I would say they're probably up there for sure. But I mean, I know there have been some teams that are just grinding and they're ready to catch them and they're motivated. And, you know, it'll be interesting. Some of those bigger schools, they've had a lot of girls that now they've been in it for a while and they've, you know, got a huge selection of players who can, you know, shoot really, really well. So it could be interesting.
Well, Coach, thanks a lot for taking some time. I appreciate it, and good luck at the start of the year next week, and hopefully we'll talk down the road.
Yes, thank you.
Blue Jays girls golf head coach Tracy Gustafson here on the program.